Good morning. A big ridge of high pressure, both at the surface and in the mid-levels of the atmosphere, is taking control of our weather pattern now as we enter the new work week. We warmed things up yesterday and the humidity came back, and the heat and humidity will be on in full force across interior New York and New England for the next several days, and we're seeing the beginnings now of the next heat wave. With hazy sunshine today, it'll be hot and humid with just the ever so slim chance of a thunderstorm over the hills and mountains. Temperatures today will soar into the lower to mid 90s in the valleys, while across some of the higher terrain we'll at least get into the upper 80s, if not around 90. But with the humidity, it'll feel like it's in the lower to mid 90s, if not the upper 90s, as we head through the middle part of the day today. Overnight tonight, still warm and sticky under a clear sky, temperatures dropping back into the 60s and lower 70s. That same ridge of high pressure will dominate through the day tomorrow and on Wednesday. Again, temperatures will soar into the lower to mid 90s for afternoon highs with higher heat indices. And again, there is just an outside chance of a random thunderstorm firing, mainly over the higher terrain. We'll watch the next front slowly make an approach as we head toward the latter stages of the week. Eventually, this front is going to break the strong ridge of high pressure down, but it's going to take several days to do so. We'll have a slight increase in a chance for a thunderstorm for both Thursday and Friday, still hot and humid in the lower 90s before the front eases on in during the day on Saturday, bringing us a stronger chance at more showers and thunderstorms and maybe even some severe weather as highs stay in the upper 80s. Behind the front, cooler air will flow in on Sunday with highs back into the lower 80s with plenty of sunshine. Taking a look at potentially significant weather today, the heat wave is forecast to build into the Ohio Valley and all of the eastern U.S. early this week, while cool and wet weather with flooding from the southern high plains to the southwest is possible. An anomalous pattern is in place over the U.S. for mid-July, with a large upper-level ridge centered over the Ohio Valley and a deep closed upper-level low over the Texas-Oklahoma border. The upper-level low over Texas and Oklahoma is forecast to slowly drift west, reaching New Mexico by Wednesday morning. Moderate to locally heavy rainfall rates are expected to continue near and south of the low as it drifts west over the next couple of days, with the upper low's slow movement leading to potentially excessive rainfall. The greatest risk for flooding exists from central Texas to the New Mexico-Arizona border through tomorrow night. Due to the increased cloud cover and rainfall near the upper low, high temperatures will run 10 to 20 degrees below mid-July averages. The last worldwide report of a tornado, funnel cloud, or waterspout from an airport was at Owen Roberts Airport Grand in the Grand Cayman Islands at 6:09 p.m. Eastern Time yesterday. The last report of hail was at Red Deer, Alberta, Canada at 12:14 a.m. this morning. At Mount Washington this morning, 1/16th of a mile visibility in fog, 54 degrees, with a northwest wind at 22 miles per hour. And in Eureka, Nunavut Territory, Canada, mostly clear and 39 degrees. In Albany on the hour, partly cloudy skies and 74 degrees, the dew point 69, 85% relative humidity, a northeast wind at 3 miles per hour, and the barometer at 30.23 inches and holding steady. The past 24 hours, lower 48 states' temperature extremes ran from a high of 120 degrees at Death Valley, California, to a low of 31 at Stanley, Idaho. For those traveling across the Northeast today, New York City, hazy, hot, and humid in the upper 90s. Boston, hazy, hot, and humid near 90. And in Buffalo, hazy, sun, hot, and humid with highs near 90 degrees. Checking the climate report, the high temperature in Albany yesterday, 90 degrees, the low 71. The average temperature 81, that's 9 degrees above normal. No precipitation yesterday, 3.91 inches for the month, which is 2.07 inches above normal, and 27.33 inches for the year, which is 6.92 inches of precipitation above normal. The average high temperature in Albany today, 83 degrees, the average low 62, the record high 96 set in 1997, and the record low 44 in 1950. Sunrise this morning, it was at 5:31 a.m. Sunset this evening, 8:31 p.m. 15 hours of daylight, a loss of 2 minutes from yesterday. Here are my latest regional forecasts for the Northern Adirondacks and Central and Northern Vermont, as well as the Champlain Valley and Lake George area. Hazy sun, hot and humid today with highs in the upper 80s and lower 90s. Mostly clear, warm, and muggy tonight with lows in the 60s. For the Connecticut Valley and mid and lower Hudson Valley, as well as for the remainder of interior southern New England, hazy sun, hot and humid today with highs in the mid to upper 90s. Mostly clear, warm, and muggy tonight with lows in the lower 70s. For the northern Catskills and Mohawk Valley west of Amsterdam, as well as for the southern Adirondacks, hazy sun, hot and humid today with highs in the upper 80s to around 90. Mostly clear, warm, and muggy tonight, lows in the mid to upper 60s. For the southern Catskills, Taconics, and southern Berkshires, as well as for the Litchfield Hills, hazy, hot, and humid today with highs in the lower 90s. Mostly clear, warm, and muggy tonight with lows in the upper 60s. For the greater Capital District, including Albany, Schenectady, and Troy, as well as for the Saratoga area, east into southern Vermont, and the Berkshires north of I-90. Hazy sun, hot and humid today, with highs in the lower 90s. Mostly clear, warm, and muggy tonight, with lows near 70. Region-wide for tomorrow, hazy, hot, and humid, lower 90s. Just the outside chance of a thunderstorm Wednesday and Thursday, otherwise the heat and humidity continue. Lower to mid-90s. On Friday, scattered thunderstorms, otherwise hot and humid in the lower to mid-90s. Upper 80s on Saturday, a better chance for more showers and thunderstorms, some of them on the stronger side. And drier and cooler air with a mix of sun and clouds by Sunday with highs in the lower 80s. For WAMC, I'm News Channel 13 meteorologist Paul Caiano.